Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now on our SDCCU fan hotline on this Friar Friday. First time with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan, general manager of the Padres, A.J. Preller. A.J., it is great to have you on this morning, and congratulations on the four-game winning streak.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
So one of your predecessors, Kevin Towers, was always, I remember, always a stress case in trying to watch games. You know, I couldn't even watch Trevor Hoffman pitch in the ninth inning. Your team has played so many close games this year. I mean, everything seems to be a one- or two-run game at the end. How do you handle that, the day-to-day of you've put together the team? Do you sit and, you know, chew your fingers as you watch them play, or can you kind of separate yourself a little more?
Yeah, no, I've heard some KT stories for sure. I think it's always fun to watch the games, always fun to watch your team play. Obviously, you know, there's the ups and downs of the baseball season, and you know, you try not to get too caught up in it, but obviously everybody's human, and I think you get excited when guys are playing well, and frustrated at times when they're not. But I think trying to stay focused on big picture and understanding, you know, that it's going to be some ups and downs. And right now the club's playing pretty well.
Talking to A.J. Preller here on Ben and Woods this morning, and it's such a pleasure to have you on here on our new home, A.J. And you know, we've talked a lot before about Padre fans hear a lot about the future is coming. And then we've seen such brilliant glimpses of the future already in Tatis Jr., you know, and to a certain extent, Mejia, Chris Paddock, guys like that. How hard is it for you and Andy Green to go out and win ball games while also keeping an eye on the future and having to do that, frankly, protecting what, you know, are your investments and big pieces of your future?
No, I think we understand that's the best thing for both now and down the road. So I think we've understand that's the reality of where we're at. And I think it's just smart to make sure that, you know, it's a building process, and that we feel like we have at the end of the year feeling like we had a chance to be competitive while also growing and developing guys that we feel like are going to be here for the long run and part of a successful run of baseball. And I think overall that's what we thought this season is going to be about. And I think now we kind of go into another phase, and hopefully continue to play competitive ball here as we get into the second half.
What you're doing with your starting pitchers, the rookies, especially the young ones, is fairly unprecedented. I mean, I know guys have gotten extra rest in the past, but you're fully like half your starting rotation. You're trying to make sure that they never pitch on 4 days rest. And Paddock hasn't, Strom hasn't yet this season. They've all gotten at least five, sometimes six. And that requires like some really interesting maneuvers on the part of the general manager with the 40-man roster in El Paso. Did you decide that like in spring training, we're just not going to let these guys pitch on 4 days rest? And what's been the evolution of that process and implementing it during the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think we again, you look at your personnel and then try to put together plans based on the strengths of your club. And I think, you know, we made the decision this off season, really from the last few years of having young pitchers and wanting to give guys opportunity because they've earned it, and we believe in the group, but knowing that it presented some different challenges going forward. So, you know, it's a team of guys. I think we try to lay out these things really in like 2 week stretches. But Nick Ennis, Josh Stein, Steve Lyon, Sam Gainey, Andy, Darren Balsley, they're all, you know, looking at the schedule and looking at our personnel. And I think trying to hit that sweet spot of, you know, making sure that young pitchers are getting on the mound and pitching, also making sure that guys have some rest built in, because they're going to get to, you know, innings components and also just from like an effort level standpoint, doing something they've never done before. And then also utilizing our personnel, because we feel like we have some depth in numbers and some strength in numbers. So I think when we've looked at all of that, we've laid out the plan for the first part of the season. I think, you know, as you go, we'll continue to refine it and possibly change it. But I think we felt like we needed to go this way, one, to utilize our team and our strengths and develop our players, and also put ourselves in the best chance from a contention standpoint, to utilize the schedule and the staff as we have it.
You know, and with any plan like that, less innings from the starters means more innings from the relievers. And, of course, while Kirby Yates has been absolutely phenomenal, the rest of your bullpen has had some ups and downs, certainly, good moments and bad. The bullpen has been such a strength for the Padres, AJ. How much of those struggles do you just guys say that this is kind of on us? We're asking a lot of our bullpen, more than most teams do, and you have to kind of own that a little bit in terms of that extra usage that you've put them under these first 2.5 months.
Yeah, I think with bullpen performance, we've obviously had some really good pens here the last few years. Obviously, the KT teams have always had some really good pens, like history of guys that have thrown well. You know, I think with the pen, it kind of goes hand in hand. I think you have the obviously the ability of your starters to put you in position, go deeper into games, and have guys well rested. Guys usually pitch better when they're in those spots. And I know we've asked a lot of our pen and stretched some guys at times, knowing that, you know, we were going to be careful with our young starting pitchers. So I think that factors into it. But then, you know, obviously from a personnel standpoint, you're constantly looking to tweak that and find guys that can get outs. And we've been, you know, rotating through some guys here recently and giving guys opportunity. We're going to see who steps up. And I think, you know, we feel like overall, you know, pens are usually they're pretty fluid usually. You know, and I think we feel like we have some, you know, some good guys at the big league level that, you know, have been asked to do a lot that we feel like, you know, are going to pitch better here as we go into, you know, the next few weeks and the next month. But honestly, very confident, like in the system, that some guys that have been throwing well down the minor leagues for us that, you know, as we go into the second half, we'll consider looking at that group as well, because it's an area that we've got to shore up here if we want to stay in contention to try to play in the playoffs.
We are talking to Padres general manager AJ Preller here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, the million-dollar question probably, AJ, amongst the hardcore Padre fans are, when will we see Luis Urias up again? He's mashing right now. He's hitting bombs and seems to be playing pretty well. I know you guys monitor him very, very closely. Can we expect to see him up anytime soon?
Yeah, he's playing well, obviously, from a performance standpoint. I think 3 more hits last night in a home run.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's up to now 17 home runs or so. And, you know, but I think, again, like the part of it for us is the straight performance numbers standpoint, how well guys are doing. And then part of it, again, is looking at, you know, guys from a development standpoint and exactly what we've asked certain guys to do from a development plan that we feel like is best for, you know, for their, you know, for them as you know, in their process as they become big league players. And then also part of it's looking at the major league club. You know, I think we've had, you know, with Kinsler and Garcia, they've played well here in the last month plus or so. And, you know, I think from Luis's standpoint, think a lot of him. You know, when he comes back to the big leagues, we want to make sure he's as prepared as possible to come in and be, you know, an impactful type player that we think he's going to be for us. You know, see him definitely as a, you know, I think as we looked at it, obviously with Tatis, you know, another rookie in up the middle, and Urias, we, you know, see those guys, you know, playing for us. But again, we've gone down there open-minded to not have like a set time frame and say, hey, he has to be up by this point in time. I think we're just going to continue to look at the big league club, where we're at, and then mainly his development. And when we feel like he's checked every box we want him to check, he'll be back up in the big leagues for us.
It stresses me out when your phone rings, AJ, because I'm thinking it's Cashman or it's Hoyer or the Mariners are trying to sell off another piece or something, and they're trying to get a hold of you and they can't because you're talking to us. Or is that all done on text now? Do you take actual phone calls anymore?
Yeah, I still like the actual phone call. I think there are definitely some. Everybody's different, honestly. And at this time of year, you know, the next few weeks, obviously trade deadline and phone calls start coming. Everybody's got their own style. So some guys still are old school call you up. Some guys call you up on the office line, and then other guys are. You know, other GMs, other front offices are, you know, like to do their business via text. So everybody's got their own little style, honestly.
You say the trade deadline, agent. I wanted to ask you about that because I know everything is fluid, and you just talked about that with your bullpen. Do you, like, have a number in mind, though, as you get closer into July and the All-Star break and the trade deadline's approaching, where you are above 500, where you are in the wild card race in terms of where you'd like to see them if you're going to go out and try to add pieces for this year and make a run at it versus maybe push the focus back to next year and acquire pieces that, that you know, could be helpful more down the road as opposed to this year?
We'll factor everything in. I mean, I think we'll definitely consider how our big league club is playing, and I think they ultimately kind of spur you on and try to get a sense of this year in terms of how being competitive, how realistic it is that we feel like we're going to get in the postseason. I mean, part of it is just like the ask in terms of what other clubs are looking for, and in terms of value, how well it lines up. But again, it's about winning at the big league level. So I think we've talked about we have some depth, we have some different chips that I think are going to be attractive to other clubs. But again, I think we understand it's about we want to win at the major league level, and I think the question is at what point, and that's what I think the next 6 weeks are going to be about. And I think we go in really open minded, honestly, to I think there's the possibility of making moves that help us in the short term and help us for this year. And then there's definitely other moves that potentially look up and hopefully help us start a really long run of contention. And I think one thing we won't do is sacrifice anything in the first, in the next month or so that cuts meaningfully into what we're trying to do for the next 5 years or so. But, I think we'll be open to, all kinds of different ideas here in the next month. It's really just gotten started in terms of, conversation, just asking clubs what they're thinking about doing. And as you get into the month of July, I think things will get a lot more serious.
We're talking to A.J. Preller here on Ben and Woods. Last one for me. Can we get C.J. Abrams up anytime soon?
Because that been kid, like 4 days.
It doesn't matter. Have you seen what he's done? The kid is ridiculous. He's ready. A.J., he's ready now.
Yeah, no, we're definitely checking it out. It's fun to watch every night. You get the text from Ben Sestanovic, our farm director, or from another team scout, or from seeing the different tweets that are out there. Yeah, he's gotten off to a great start, which is good to see. I mean, you take anybody, high school or college guys, even guys that have had played in major Division I programs. It's always an adjustment period for them to go into pro ball. And I think CJ, Mark Connor, our scouting director, our scouting group, they love the selection, they love the player, excited about, like I think we mentioned at the conference at the time, excited about his now ability and definitely his future projection. And he's gotten off to a great start. So, it's 2-3 hits a night and doing some exciting things on the bases, and that's the player that we hope he's going to become for us.
It's crazy how young they're getting. We were talking about Zion Williamson being the first player drafted born in the year 2000 in the NBA last night. You've been drafting kids from the 2000s probably for the last couple of years out of high school, I imagine.
Yeah, it definitely checks yourself in terms of when you're talking about guys with birthdays that – after when you graduated from school and, you're thinking about, or even talking to some of these players that we just took in the draft, and you're talking about some guys that, have played in the big leagues, or even talking about guys in other sports, and you start thinking they really never saw these guys play, honestly. So, it definitely humbles you, I think, a little bit. But, it's exciting when you see young guys like CJ that go out and, again, have a lot of ability and are going out and playing well. And sometimes it makes you forget how young some of these guys are, honestly.
Well, AJ, we'll let you get back to work. I think you might be the only person who sleeps less than me in town.
That's true.
Putting together a winner, and thank you again for Manny and Tatis. We really enjoyed that.
We really have. It's been so great.
No, I appreciate it, guys. I'm looking forward to the next couple of months, for sure.
Awesome. There he is. A.J. Preller, general manager of the Padres, on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has auto loan rates as low as 1.9% APR at the Hohen Summer Sale this weekend. Subject to approval, visit SDCCU.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.